this is the second time Steve Chung has appealed the Bethel Planning Commission's refusal to grant a conditional use permit to Tundra Liquor Cash. The first time he appealed, the Bethel City Council, which sits as the Board of Adjustments for the appeals process, sent the issue back to the Planning Commission because they said the commission had not worked with Chung to address parking concerns. On June 8th, the commission met and denied Chung's application for the conditional use permit again. They cited traffic, parking safety concerns, as well as neighborhood incompatibility. During the second appeal to the City Council, Mayor Rick Robb made a motion to grant the appeal, which would have overturned the Planning Commission's decision and given Steve Chung the permit. Councilwoman Alicia Welsh and Councilman Leif Albertson voted for the motion, but it failed to get the 4 votes needed to overturn the Planning Commission's decision. Council members Mark Springer and Naeem Shabani voted against the motion. This doesn't mean it's the end for the Tundra Liquor Cash application. Steve Chung has 30 days starting June 21st to appeal the decision to the Superior Court. Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler says she met with Steve Chung today to provide him documentation and audio recordings of the meetings.
It is his right to appeal the decision of the Planning Commission to another body and agency.
Cusco Liquor Store, Swanson's, and Alaska Commercial still remain in the running for the 3rd and final liquor license available in Bethel. Strickler says no one can predict how long the process, both at the city and then the Alcohol Beverage Control Board, could take. The city just received notification from the Alcohol Beverage Control Board on the Swanson's application. Strickler explains that sets the clock ticking, giving the city 60 days to take action. The city can do nothing or protest the application.
If the protest is because of a zoning regulation that hasn't been met by the applicant, then the Alcohol Beverage Control Board has an obligation, in accordance with Alaska Statute Title IV, to not issue that license at that time.
Some other reasons for the protest, says Strickler, could be the concentration of other packaged store licenses in the vicinity, or concerns about traffic coming and going to a property, or other types of businesses or facilities in the neighborhood of the proposed liquor store. The next meeting for the Alcohol Beverage Control Board will be on July 11th. For more information on when the next conditional use permit for a liquor store application appears before the Planning Commission, check our website at kyuk.org. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.